You are not going to believe what I found at the construction site.
Oh, whoa, whoa. First, we've got to discuss the look.
What? My hard hat? The foreman gave it to me. You can't be too careful when you're working around heavy machinery.
Ooh, my big sweaty blue collar baby.
Yep, I got my hands pretty dirty.
You got a scuff on your hat.
No. Oh, well, this is just ruined.
What's in the bag?
Oh, you are not going to believe this. It's amazing.
Oh, wow. A big old filthy can. I'm just blown away.
No, don't you remember? We buried this in the backyard years ago.
Oh, my God. You dug up Jingles. Put him back.
No, I didn't dig up Jingles. Although I did see Jingles, but I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, look, don't you remember? It's our time capsule.
Time capsule?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we put a lot of stuff in it. We buried it for the future. How old were we?
I don't know. 11 or 12? Come on, let's open it.
All right, everybody, get ready for a blast from the past. Okay. I'll go back, get the time capsule. Come on, Jingles. Sorry. Yep. This one's scotch guarded.
You sure that this is the time capsule now? Because remember, after Jingles, there was Patches.
Yeah, this is the time capsule, all right. Look, we even put a note on top. See? July 15th, 1973. Not to be opened for 20 years or else you die. Ah, very truly yours, Joey Hackett. P.S. This means you, Brian.
Wow. Look at all this stuff. Oh, look, Joe. Your Little League trophy.
Oh, one of many.
Oh, Helen, here's an old Three Musketeers like you used to eat.
Oh, one of many. Why'd you bury a rock?
Hey, it's Alfred, my pet rock.
Oh, come on, Casey, don't tell me you were suckered into buying one of those things. What kind of idiot pays money for a rock?
Mine's called Engelbert.
Hey, speaking of suckers, here's your mood ring, Joe.
Oh, now, come on, this is different. This is science. Besides, it looked really great with my purple bell bottoms. And I am guessing that this was yours.
Cool.
Playboy magazine, you were 11.
Well, not just any Playboy. Undercovers with the women of James Bond.
What?
Okay.
Oh. See that woman there? Grandmother now.
That's a depressing thought. It means that naked woman straddling the nuclear warhead is now fishing for a caramel at the bottom of her purse.
The women of James Bond. Oh, that's the only issue I'm missing in my collection. Could I just see that? Oh, it's got kind of a musty smell.
It's been buried for 20 years.
Ooh. Hey, am I gonna eat that candy bar?
It's all yours.
Ooh, thanks.
What are these?
Oh, the letters.
What letters?
Oh, don't you remember? We each wrote a secret letter about where we thought we'd be when we grew up. Yeah, Helen, here's yours. Brian, there's yours. Casey. Yeah, whoa. Now, wait a minute. We're going to open them one at a time. I'll go first.
Why you first?
Because I called it. Okay, ready? Copyrighted 1973 by Joseph Montgomery Hackett. All rights reserved, including the right to reproduce in any form. Foreign rights to be negotiated at a later date.
Oh, wow, that's a wild story. Okay, fine.
No, hold on. Just give me a chance here. I, the aforementioned Joe Hackett, herein referred to as Joey, state that when I'm a grown-up...
Here he comes!
As mayor of this island, it is a privilege. No, it's an honor. No, it's a dream come true to welcome back the greatest baseball player ever, and quite possibly the most magnificent man alive, Joey Hackett! Before we commence with the Joey Hackett Day festivities, the Hack has graciously agreed to take some questions from the press.
Okay, fire away, but no curveballs.
Joe, how do you find the energy to be the greatest baseball player who ever lived, bring peace to all nations of the world, and still manage to look so darn handsome?
Well, hey, that's an easy one. I start each and every day off with a great big bowl of Joey-O's.
Mr. Hackett, Mr. Hackett, can I have an autograph?
Oh, gee, you know what? I don't have a pen.
I'm sorry, sir. I should have been here sooner, sir. I'll do better, sir.
I told you, Brian, you're my brother. You don't have to call me sir.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, sir. Sorry, stupid, 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 stupid.
Yes, that's true. But like I always say, forgive yourself.
Gosh, you're the greatest.
Yes, he is. You're my world.
Joe, if you're ready now, the limo's here to take you to the ceremony.
Well, I don't think we should start without Mrs. Hackett. Where is my lovely wife?
Here I am, darling.
So pretty.
Mrs. Hackett, it's a pleasure to meet you. My, you look lovely today.
Well, I'm just trying to be the best Mrs. Jo Hackett I can be.
Tell me, what do you think of your husband's phenomenal career?
Well, I don't know. I'm too busy trying to be the best Mrs. Jo Hackett I can be.
If we're all ready now, just follow us on over to the town hall square where we will unveil and dedicate the statue to Joseph Montgomery Hackett.
Yeah!
We will officially rename this island Nanhackett!
Hey, Hack, will you autograph my crutches?
Crutches? You don't need crutches.
Well, I kind of do. I've never walked without them.
I hate that word, never.
My God, I can walk! You're the greatest, Hack!
All right, hold the phone. You laid on hands and healed the lame?
And Nanhackett? Why not the Jo-nited States of America?
You were married to Casey? That was your ideal future?
Hey, I was 12. She was the first one to sprout boobs.
But what about me? Aren't I even in that letter?
Yeah, let me see here. Let me see. Nope. Sorry, you weren't in it.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're just looking through this time capsule we buried as kids, looking at all the stuff we put in there.
Wow, what's that?
Hey, the Bond issue of Playboy.
Not the magazine, that adorable little rock. May I see it?
Oh, that's my pet rock. Here.
All right, me next.
There's a certain quality. I find myself strangely drawn to it.
I, Brian Hackett.
Charisma. That's what it is.
Yeah. I, Brian Hackett, 20 years from now, will be...
Very nice. But I'm in the mood for something dry.
As you wish.
A martini, that's...
Yes, I know how you like it.
Somebody's trying to make a point. Good evening, Agent Hackett. The enemy has launched a laser satellite aimed at the White House. You are to neutralize it. Oh, and by the way, watch your pack. Excuse me, Thong. Can you make this out? Rest in pieces.
Hey, Brian, you ready? League finals tonight. You look like you're gonna take them.
I'm afraid that's not up my alley tonight, Joe.
Ah, nuts. Well, the other fellas are sure gonna be sore.
Please convey my regrets. Tell them Something's come up.
Man, what a super cool pad. All on a teacher's salary. Jeez, I should have gone into teaching. That's where the money is. Uh-oh. Wow, hot stereo.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Libby, loopy, baby, lobby, newbie, la, 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 no.
Now, I tried to get the guys at the Red Sox to give me a raise, but guy says I got something wrong with my arm. Says I got no control. Says I keep throwing peanuts to the wrong guy.
I'll get it.
Hi, Brian. Listen, there's a bunch of dead guys piled up outside your building. Anyway, let's get going. We'll miss the free weenie bar.
Brian can't go, Helen.
Oh, no, again? But it's league finals, and I've perfected my form.
As striking as that is, spare me.
No one said anything about my new bowling outfit.
I'm sorry, my love. It's... to die for.
Well, let's get going, Helen. I want to get there early, run this baby through the ball washer. They got a new one.
Oh, hello. Brian, your cleaning lady's here.
Joe?
Helen?
You remember Mounds O'Plenty?
Hi, Miss Plenty. Brian's such a slob. Got a new cleaning lady every night.
Remember, I don't do windows, and I get off at 10.
You underestimate me.
Now, hold it. I can't believe you actually thought you were going to be an international spy.
Someone had a little problem with reality.
I think I would have made a great spy. I don't know why I didn't pursue it.
Yeah, this from the kid who wet himself when I threw a snail at him.
Got stuck in my hair.
Well, all I can say is thank you both. In your letter, I wasn't even on the planet, and in your letter, I was a planet.
Okay, now let's read mine. I, Casey Chappell, the first and most beloved daughter of Dee Dee and Phil Chappell.
Beautiful, Casey, beautiful. That's it. Give me more. Give me that famous pat. Ooh. Show me the perfume. Beautiful. Oh, money in the bank. Oh, hold it. We've got to reload. Hair, makeup.
Doll, you were spectacular. I literally had tears in my eyes.
Yes, keep making with the heavy thumb on the Aquanet. We'll all have tears in our eyes. Slow down. You're giving her a helmet head. Slut.
Skank.
Boys, please, can we remember what this is all about? Me.
You're absolutely right, sweetheart. Some of us are just in a mood today.
Well, at least I'm not tacky enough to wear clogs.
Casey, the client wants us to shoot the perfume with just your hands and not your face.
Well, we'll see about that. Where's my agent?
I'm holding.
Right on cue, Gigantor's here.
Oh, you're terrible.
Hey, Cupcake, come here. And you, go roust up some donuts. Let's go.
You should always wear black. It's very slimming.
Yeah, Bernie, look, we're not talking about some flash in the pan. Casey Chappell won't work for chump change.
Oh, Boobalo, what's with the long face?
Oh, well, they want to shoot the perfume without my face. Just my hands.
What? Who is that?
Casey Chappell.
That's right, Binky. So if you want a close-up of a hand, I got a model right here who wants to work with you.
Yes, sir. Anything, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Where's Twinkle Buns with my cruller?
Oh,
Casey, if you're ready, we can start. Gorgeous.
What is wrong with you people? So I was a big girl. Couldn't you see past that?
Sure. Just move three steps to the right.
Lean way over.
All right, it's my turn. I've heard all your sick, demented ego trips. But it ain't over until the fat lady reads. It's over.
Oh, well, what is in there?
Nothing. It's just stupid.
Oh, is it supposed to double O idiots?
Oh, come on. Haven't we had enough for one day?
No.
Sit. Read.
In my future, I, Helen Chapel. Oh, thank you. I love you all.
Another amazing concert, Miss Chapel. Proof once again, you are the greatest rock cellist the world has ever known.
Oh, please. Just because you read it in Rolling Stone, don't you go believing it.
Hear them calling for another encore.
I already gave them 14. I'd be glad to give them a 15th, but I'll be late tucking in the orphans.
Hey, is Helen here?
Folks, folks, it's a private area.
Hey, I guess something that'll change your mind. Here, say hello to Mr. George Washington, huh?
Get out of work, Diamond Jim.
Casey? Brian?
Oh, that's okay. Let him in.
Are you sure?
Yes, this is my dear sister and brother-in-law.
Hey!
Oh, it's great seeing you guys. You're looking. Great seeing you guys.
Wow, fancy digs. Hey! Nice hooch.
Hey, this must just set you back like $2-3, huh? Whatever this baby cussed would feed us for, like, a month.
Yeah, why don't you just pick her pockets?
Why don't you shut your blowhole?
Oh, go on. Give me a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you look beautiful tonight.
What is that, silk?
Oh, that was subtle.
Shut up!
So did you see the show?
No, sorry. Didn't get to see it. He scalped the tickets you gave us.
Yeah, well, it fed your face, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Dinner at Denny's. I had to pretend it was my birthday. Again!
So you're in town long?
No, actually, got kind of a big business deal cooking, you know. Something in sales.
Sales. Yeah, he's selling his hair, his blood, and his sperm. Believe me, those wells are drying up.
You're always knocking me down, aren't you? Knocking me down.
How much this time?
No. Come on, put that away. We don't need any help. However, 600, 1,000 ought to cover. Thank you. God bless you. Listen, of course, this is just a loan, as we all know. And believe me, I will pay it back as soon as my big business deal closes.
Yeah, or another sperm bank opens. Give me that.
Well, that's a safe place. Nobody will ever look down there.
Some guy outside wants to see you. You want me to get rid of him?
Oh, no. After all my fans follow me from town to town, they set up little communities, I'd be nowhere without the Helen heads. Show him in.
Man.
Oh, wow, man. I'm, like, really here.
Are you sure?
No, not really. Anyway, you were, like, incredible tonight.
Thank you. Can I sign something for you? Your headband or your love beads or your Birkenstocks?
Well, hey, Helen, man, don't you recognize me? I'm Joe Hackett. I've been at every concert on the Mellocello tour. Your sister's married to my brother.
Oh, right, the successful Hackett.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Well, it was great seeing you, and I'd love to stay and chat, but maybe you better get back to your seat for the encore.
No, man, I love you, I need you, I want you. Hey, listen, there will always be a seat on my love bus for you.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Come on. I can't believe you made me a stalker.
Hey, I'm confused. Was I a drunk or just a weasel?
Who cares? I had a bad perm.
Well, I told you I didn't want to read it.
Yeah, well, I've had enough memories for one day.
Me too.
What? I don't know what stinks more, this or Jingles. I'm just gonna put this back where I found it. Here, Helen, give me your letter.
I'll do this, because you have a flight.
Oh, great, thanks. Wait a minute. Were you holding something back? Tell me it's not worse than you said.
Well, maybe I sugarcoated a little bit, but Joe, what does it matter?
You're right. It doesn't matter. We were just kids. What do we know?
Okay. What did we know?
In my future, I, Helen Chapel, hope to marry Joe Hackett.